Blog Talk Radio.
Dr. Sebi says, mucus, every disease. He says, eliminate the mucus, and you eliminate the disease. I have another clip here that I'm going to quote to you. It says, your illness doesn't define you, your strength and courage does. And to that, I found this very interesting. It says, most likely the biggest defeat in the history of medicine. Whoever masterminded this chemo torture deserves a monument in hell. That's what Dr. Rick Geert Hamer, MD. His quotation. And another one that I must share with you is, we know that 97% of people who undergo chemotherapy are dead in 5 years. That's according to Bob Wright, Albright, the founder of the American Anti-Cancer Institute. So you know that there has to be another way. There just has to be another way. Okay, which of the following cancer in females has the highest incidence of per 1 million? Per 1 million? Okay. Question is, what, lung cancer, breast cancer, ovarian cancer, or colorectal cancer? Which one? That is the question there. And I'll scroll down here. I'm sharing with you some sites that I have on the that I have come across on the truth about cancer. There's a time is shortening out every day that I challenge this cancer and survive is a victory. It's a victory for me. I think I want to play this lady's testimony right here. Dr. Rebecca Carley, MD of Travis Middleton. Dr. Carley is the founder of the Hippocrates Protocol, and she has successfully reversed all autoimmune diseases, including autism. I'd like to hear a little bit more about that, and I'd like to share that with you, if I may. Let's see now what she has to say about that. If I can get the volume up here, just bear with me, please. I think this will be worth the time and worth the wait just to hear lady, this doctor, this professional, has to say on it. One moment, please. I'm going to reverse it because it had already began playing, and I want to play it from the very beginning for us. Okay.
Hello, world. I'm Louise Hicks, your host of Angel Purpose Radio Show, inviting you to join us Monday, October 17, 2016, when our special guest will be Dr. Rebecca Carley, who will share great information about the health care that we all need to be aware of, and also Travis Middleton is a legal researcher and will share a lot of information with us about constitutional law and criminal law. So be sure and join us at www.gbbstudios.com, my show, /A2P, at 5 o'clock p.m. to next time. See you Monday.
Okay. So I guess we can go on the website and follow up on that. She was going to go in detail and more in depth about the cause, purpose, but I guess we'll have to tune in to get that information. And I'm going to share with you, as I have began doing, about now I will do the recent recalls. I'm going to make it an effort to try to unfold a recall to share with you each time the opportunity that I have. Okay, now from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, FDA, this is one of the most recent recalls I've said. Yoma, Myanmar, Peace Company, Issues, Energy, wait a minute, where is this thing? Okay, let's see here. Big Issues, Allergy Alert on Undeclared Peanut in Yoma, Myanmar, Pea Salad Snack. Says Yoma, Myanmar Pea Company Issues Allergy Alert on Undeclared Peanut in Yoma, Myanmar Pea Salad Snack. Yoma, Myanmar Pea Company of Austin, Missouri, or is that Massachusetts? It's Massachusetts. is voluntarily recalling the Yuma, Maryland brand of tea, Ballast Snack, a regular spicy 7-ounce, because the product may contain undeclared peanuts. People who have allergies to peanuts may run the risk of serious life-threatening allergic reactions if they consume the product. But another one that I have here on the recent recall is Medtronic announces voluntary recall of its pipeline immobilization device, alligator retrieval device, X-cellulator hydrocephalus, Godwin, Bidwell, Underflow, and Marathon Flow directed by Flow. My goodness. Wow. Yes. Voluntary recall is conducted due to the potential separation and detachment of the, now I'm having some struggle with this, polyacrylamide, PTFE, coating on parts of these devices. Should the PTFE separate from the delivery wire or thickness solid, PTFE particulate could enter the bloodstream of patients. Okay. Detailed information containing this to be called marketing store and safety alert. Please click, click on that link down here. It's at the bottom of this page. Well, I tell you what you can do. It would be wise just to make sure you go over to the U.S. Food and Drug Alert. Food and Drug, and then you will get the alert unfold. I'm sorry, it's the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, the FDA. So you can stay tuned and be aware of the different recalls and when you know what to expect and you know what to avoid or what to include, what to exclude. You know better, you do better. So with that said, I'm going to attempt to say another little note, another click for you. And then when I come back, we'll go on into the sudden healing. That, but I became my favorite thing.
Scholars and scientists now concede that Africa is the birthplace of mankind. Africans were the first builders of civilization. They discovered mathematics, invented writing, developed sciences, engineering, medicine, religion, fine arts, and built the Great Pyramids, an architectural achievement which still baffles modern science.
The 225th emperor, direct descent from Solomon and the Queen of Sheba. He is the King of Kings, the Lion of Judah. The name Haile Selassie means power of the Trinity.
Educate yourself of Africa. To liberate yourself, Africa. Keep your head up high, no more will we cry. Yeah. Our history that they stole, Africa, is written in our souls, Africa. Oldest nation on this earth, know just what you were. Well, ships that sail to robbed us of our rights and worth. History says that you've betrayed us, talking of the God you serve. Hear the rumbling in the sky.
representer. I'm on trial with the man, she my co-defendant, and I demand her attention. Can you focus, woman? I'm getting closer to the sky every time I hit it. Haile Selassie, power of the Trinity, soul made in Niger, my vice made in Italy. White man's world that I'm living in, some say, but it was Africa, the continent we all came from. Can't nothing come between me and you. So before I have seeds, gotta understand my roots, gotta understand the truth. We is all kings round here. Life's not all fair. Work till we fall dead. Lord, going hard till I earn like a poor girl. Although my body's in the U.S., my heart's there. I can never be ashamed of her. I got my features and my name from her. Mama Africa.
The richest place on earth. Know just what you're worth.
Spiritual healing preceded the physical restoration. This lesson should not be overlooked. Forgiveness is connected with physical healing. There is an inexpressible peace and joy and rest in the consciousness of sins forgiven. There are today thousands suffering from physical disease who, like the paralytic, are longing for the message that sins are forgiven. They can find no relief until they come to the healer of the soul. The peace which he alone can give imparts vigor to the mind and health to the body. Yahweh promises, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. According to 1 John chapter 1 and verse 9, I will heal thee, backsliding. I will love them freely, for my anger is turned away from him. Hosea 14 and 4. What can make a heart so light? What can spread so much sunshine through as a sense of sins forgiven? The peace of Yahweh is life and health. Unforgiving heart cannot be healed. However, if we expect our prayers to be heard, when we come to ask mercy and blessing from Yahweh, we must forgive others in the same manner and to the same extent as we hope to be forgiven. How can we pray, forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors and yet indulge in unforgiving spirits? Matthew 6 and 12, we shall need to have the love of Yahweh, and we may not cherish an unforgiving spirit. An unforgiving heart cannot be healed. It is the love of Yahweh that draws us unto him, that love cannot touch. Wait a minute, I'm going to reiterate that again. It is the love of Yahweh that draws us unto him, and that love cannot touch our hearts without creating love for others. So forgiveness is very, very, very important. Don't hold grudges. My mom will always say, I don't hold grudges. You know, forgive, because we know we want to be forgiven, and if we want to be forgiven, we must be willing to forgive. But number two, a clear conscience. My son, attend to my words. Incline thine ear unto my sayings. Let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of thine heart, for they are like unto those that find them in health to all their flesh. Proverbs 4:20-22. There is a closing association between the physical being and the soul. When a human being is in harmony with God, Yah, few problems of the physical body are unsolvable. With his help, nothing is impossible. There is health in obedience to God's law. Consciousness, right doing, is the best medicine for sick bodies and minds. Special blessing of Yah resting upon the receiver is health and strength. A person whose mind is quiet and satisfied in God is on the pathway to health. My son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments. For length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee. It shall be health to thy neighbor and marrow to thy bones. Proverbs 3:1-8. This is a powerful promise. As here God promises that if we obey him, he'll bless us with excellent digestion, health in thy navel, and a strong immunity, marrow to the bones, The immune system cells are formed in the bone marrow. Increasingly, these are the two main factors needed for good health. A clear conscience combined with cheerfulness are better than drugs as effective agents in restoring health. I remember my grandmother would always, when she would cook the chicken or the meat, she would always eat the marrow out of the bone. And I understand that I've learned the reason why, you know, how it has great potential. So it's such a maybe always, even if you don't, no, I'm not going to add anything to that. But that's what she used to do, and she did that for health purposes, for health benefits. Now, a happy heart. The joy of Yahweh is your strength. For Nehemiah 8:10, there's a psychological truth that we need to consider in the scripture. A merry rejoicing heart doeth good like a medicine. Proverbs 17:22, emphasis added. Our thoughts, food that our brains feed on. As we can eat foods that steal from our bodies, like sugar, we can also think thoughts that steal from our bodies, like anger. We can choose what we think, and in doing so, we choose between health and disease. Negative thoughts are extremely powerful. An example of this can be found in what science calls the neuro effect, which is a response in the body that is called only when the brief or suggestion that something is harmful when it otherwise is not. According to the Journal of the American Medical Association, nocebos contribute to a host of ills. For instance, is the Framingham Heart Study, women who believe they are prone to heart disease were nearly four times as likely to die as women with similar risk factors who didn't believe. Well, I'm going to look forward to coming back and sharing with you again on Wednesday. For now, take care of yourself. Love yourself well enough to know that you will take your life, that you are responsible for your health, for your being, by being obedient to the God that the Most High has given us. He has given us laid out exactly what we need to maintain our health. And when he tells us to avoid certain things, it's for our protection. It's the word is a shield around us. And when we commit ourselves to that word, then we're covered. And there's no sick. God did not desire for us to be sick. He really not created that way. And those are lifestyles that we need to bring ourselves away from, that we may become all that we were created to be.
Don't you be so blind. I'm not in it for the fame. I'm in it. blood. Would you let them?